All of Philadelphia's major birthing hospitals have stopped giving out discharge bags filled with formula to new moms. This is something a lot of hospitals across the country are doing. And as The Pulse's Alana Gordon reports, the recent announcement here in Philadelphia is part of a broader push to encourage breastfeeding.
When Bree Ferrar gave birth to her daughter Mackenzie 2 months ago at Hahnemann Hospital, she was expecting to leave with a tote bag containing formula and coupons. But that didn't happen.
I thought it was really weird.
Ferrar is headed back into Hahnemann for a checkup. She says she doesn't use formula, but even so, was disappointed leaving empty-handed.
It's nice, you know, to get the little gift bag. Some people are less fortunate, and I think some people really need them.
Formula companies supply hospitals with their branded bags. Inside Hahnemann, Dr. Dan Guilfoyle, Director of Labor and Delivery, says they've been giving them out to new moms as they leave for as long as he can remember. That changed in April, just before Ferrar gave birth, when Hahnemann joined the city's five other major hospitals responsible for nearly 20,000 births annually and no longer giving them out. Guilfoyle admits he was worried moms like Ferrar would be really upset. But he says that hasn't happened.
I think that we made the assumption that people were more attached to the bags than they actually are.
Guilfoyle says the long-term benefits of not giving out the bags far outweighs what moms might perceive as the short-term perks. Formula is also still available at the hospital for free to moms who need or want it. But public health advocates, including those with the American Academy of Pediatrics and the World Health Organization, tout the health benefits of breastfeeding, both for the mom and infant, including fewer ear infections and decreased risk of diabetes. Giving out manufacturer bags with formula in it, they say, sends a mixed message. Pennsylvania hospitals stopped distributing them several years ago. Since then, area hospitals have been meeting and all decided to follow suit. Dr. Gail Heron is director of Temple's postpartum unit and says the hospital stopped giving out the bags in January.
We anticipated that patients would be very disappointed in not receiving the bags, and there was often discussion over the years about if we get rid of the bag, then the patients will go to other hospitals to get the bag. So the fact that all the hospitals together got rid of the bag makes it so that there's no competition. We're all in this together.
The trade group, the International Formula Council, states the new policies detract from the real problems new moms face, like access to health care. Heron, with Temple, says additional pressure to encourage breastfeeding is coming down from the main hospital accreditation agency, the Joint Commission. In January, it started requiring hospitals to collect their exclusive breastfeeding rates. Temple's rates are around 15%. She says breastfeeding becomes a lot harder if a mom uses formula early on. And even if she intends to breastfeed, she's less likely to do so if given a bag with formula when leaving the hospital.
Giving bottles here and there because you're having a perceived low supply or a problem may lead to problems with breastfeeding down the line. If you give the baby the formula bottle, then the baby's not incentivized to continue to suck and to help the mom make more milk. What a mother needs to really do is just breastfeed very frequently in order to keep her milk supply up.
Heron says breastfeeding is just hard at first. A baby may not take that much milk, and a mom may experience difficulty lactating. Down the road, that can be compounded by socioeconomic factors, work schedules, and ability to pump. But that's why she and others say the new bag policy is just one part of a much broader effort by hospitals to set moms up for success with breastfeeding. Back at Hahnemann, Guilfoyle says the hospital has undergone a whole sea change in breastfeeding culture, thanks to support from other hospitals and pediatricians. Nurses and other health staff now go through an intensive training on how to approach the topic in a positive way with expecting and new moms.
Before, I think we used to ask people, do you want to breastfeed or bottle feed, as if they were equivalent things. And now we ask people, are you going to breastfeed? And that change in attitude just gives a different signal to patients that one is preferable to the other.
Nurse educator Deborah Davis points to another recent change that's increased the number of new moms choosing to breastfeed. The hospital now offers skin-to-skin time between the mother and baby immediately after birth, instead of whisking the newborn away to be weighed and bathed.
How many laboring mothers who've just delivered their baby end up breastfeeding because the skin-to-skin, the baby does a natural crawl to the breast. And it's been documented, it's been researched, that the baby will literally find the breast on his own. So we've had many mothers who are like, wow, this is great. I want to do this.
Just a few weeks ago, the hospital kickstarted efforts to keep the mom and infant together at all times. Such actions, Davis and others say, encourage mother-child bonding and breastfeeding before a family leaves the hospital, with or without a tote bag. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.